You're listening to SBS News.
The Huntingdon Gardens Aged Care Home in Sydney South won't be changing its rules around who can visit after consulting with its residents. Director of Care Services at the home, Feng Chen, says overwhelmingly many residents didn't want the rules to change.
All the residents express their wishes and they just say keep going with current arrangement. So I ask all the visitors who visit Huntingdon Gardens should have their vaccination.
It's a relief for the facility's 171 residents.
I think if they people want to visit in the aged care, they should be vaccinated. We are all vaccinated, and why should they come in and make us sick?
I feel that people who aren't vaccinated should not be allowed in because, you know, everybody else has done the right thing. And for some people, I can't believe that some people think it's not necessary.
New South Wales is moving into line with other states, including Victoria and Queensland, in allowing unvaccinated people to visit aged care facilities. But some are calling for more uniform rules, including Ian Henschke from National Seniors Australia.
I remember a few years ago when there was a flu pandemic, it became mandatory for people to have a flu vaccination before they went into aged care and for people that worked in aged care. So we've seen this before.
Currently, there are more than 800 facilities reporting outbreaks, and deaths are also on the rise, with nearly 100 aged care residents dying a week. Federal Aged Care Minister Annika Wells says the government is continuing to act to protect the most vulnerable.
We have seen an increase of vaccination rates in residents in aged care. In just 6 weeks since we wrote to aged care providers, we have seen an increase of 15% in fourth dose vaccinations. And I want to thank providers and the workers who have worked so diligently to make that happen.
The minister says she will be meeting with aged care providers next week in a bid to limit the spread of the virus. Ms. Wells outlined the government's winter plan to tackle the expected surge with a focus on vaccinations, access to antiviral drugs and infection control training. Case numbers and hospitalisations are on the rise, with the peak of this wave still to come. Experts, including the Burnett Institute's Professor Margaret Hellard, warns the peak should arrive in August, but isn't expected to be as severe as the one in January.
As best as we can tell, the peak's going to be there, but not quite as bad as in January at this stage. But it can be, we can do even better. And what I always ask people is to break our models. Break our models by putting on a mask. Break our model by getting a vaccine. So we don't have much of a peak at all. That would be fantastic.
Health systems across the country are experiencing enormous strain. In Victoria, nearly 2,000 health workers are currently off work, either because of COVID or the flu. The Alfred Hospital has postponed some elective surgery as case numbers continue to grow, as well as hospitalisations. Victoria's acting Premier Jacinta Allan says hospitals are best placed to make these decisions.
At the local level, that hospitals are best placed to make those really difficult decisions about the delivery of local services. There's a really big focus on supporting people through this difficult winter.
Gloria Claeys, SBS News.